on the Oz Indie Show. And on the blower at the moment, I have Be Nice. And we're going to play her latest release in a bit. But first, hello, Be Nice. How are you?
I'm well, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. All the better for having you on live here on the Oz Indie Show.
It's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got a new track out that we'll talk about it in a bit and also play it. But first I want to go back in time because you're a musician, singer, songwriter now. But how did you get there? Was this something you were really hankering to be when you were young?
Yeah, actually way back when. Some of my first memories are about music. Yeah. Singing, listening to songs and hearing harmonies and all kinds of instruments in my head. And, yeah, always singing. And I guess just kind of I then knew that I wanted to sing and do music when I was older. And, of course, you grow up and things happen and you get married, you have kids, you kind of forget about things and do the things you should be doing and the things you need to do at the time and enjoying the time. I studied some keyboard in high school and I was involved in a couple of groups but not too much with the singing. I didn't really like the whole choir scene, so that wasn't something that really pulled me in. Yeah, so loved doing keyboard. Started doing, probably looking back now, a little bit of songwriting, to be honest.
Yeah.
Didn't really realise that's what it was at the time, but did a lot of writing and poetry and made up some tunes and stuff on my own. So then I was just doing, I just kind of taught myself guitar when I lived in China.
Mm-hmm. What went took to you to China?
My husband's business. I was in Nanjing for like 4.5 years. It was amazing. Yeah, just taught myself guitar, got involved in a expat cover band, which was just so much fun, and just decided, that's it, from now on, I'm just going to do music, and just slowly started songwriting and going off on my own when I came back to Australia at that point. Yeah.
When you say going off on your own, was that what, live gigs or busking, or how did you do that?
Well, it was mostly just kind of not thinking in that whole sort of band scenario, but actually just writing music for myself and singing, playing. Yeah, and then when I came to Melbourne, it was probably a year or two later that I was doing some gigging and getting out there a little bit, which is great. And by that stage, I reckon even up to 5 years ago, I'd probably already written about 30 songs.
Wow.
I've probably got 40 or 50, I reckon, at the moment,
And are the songs based on sort of personal life experiences or...?
Yeah, absolutely, and only pretty much that, yeah. Anything that kind of inspires me or pulls feelings out, or I mean, I write songs pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I'll often get up early in the morning and just write a song in about 40 minutes, just kind of comes out. It's always about just processing feelings. It could be a whole song about, you know, what I thought in a minute.
Yeah.
Just kind of unpack, a vine of thought or trying to figure something out or trying to identify my own feelings, because I find that hard to do without writing a song. So it just seems to be the best way for me to do it.
When you're getting the lyrics and putting pen to paper, do you also have a bit of a tune happening in your mind, or does it happen later?
Yeah, look, it's 99% of the time so far being the tune first. It's funny because there have legit been times that I have woken up actually singing a song with words in my head and a tune, and I just, because I always keep my phone next to me when I go to sleep, so I just kind of pick it up and get out the voice memo and just start singing it. And you know, sometimes it's really easy for me to understand later, sometimes not so much.
Yeah.
And then I just build the song from there because I remember the vibe of it and I've got most of the words or the hook or a verse or whatever, and I just follow it. Yeah.
And your music, what do you have your music relying on? Just one or two instruments or whole bands?
Well, I mean, I was doing guitar and keyboard for some of my earlier stuff, but at the moment I'm just doing guitar. And, and I mean, my songs, the last two songs have been produced. So, you know, I'm getting the addition of bass and the addition of beats and, some synth sounds and so forth. But it's not overcomplicated. I don't think my stuff is overcomplicated. I kind of like to keep it simple and just keep it as close to the vibe as I possibly can when the song first came to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that way it can also be played on a single instrument, you know, whenever you want.
It can be, but now I have actually coupled up with this guy, Daz, who's been playing drums for me while we've been doing gigs, which is great. And we might add a little bit more onto that, but I'm not in any hurry to build the live side of it up so much. Just really want to work on the writing, recording, and repeat. Yeah.
Now, you put out Queen of Hearts last year.
Yeah.
Did that come out as a single on iTunes?
It did, yeah. It came out as a single, and same with this one. I'm going to get back into the recording studio soon and get another one going just to keep him in the mix. You know, there's a lot to choose from, and I'm almost holding myself back from writing more. But I've got another one to write that I did a voice memo for last night, so it's going to come out whether we like it or not at some stage.
With so many songs popping into your head, do you go back and look at songs from previous years and think, oh, I really should do something with that?
Yes. Yeah. All the time. And if I had all the money in the world, let me tell you, they'd all be produced and out there. Yeah.
You might be able to put out a retrospective.
Yeah.
So you're planning an EP or an album sometime?
Look, probably not at the moment. I'm just going to keep releasing single after single. I mean, I'm not sure if it's as relevant these days, you know, calling it an EP, bunching them together. I guess if I get inspired to do that and have kind of like a theme and, you know, a few things to go with, then I might do that. And I did that for my first one, which is also on all music platforms called Satisfied. But at the moment, I kind of feel like my songs are kind of different, even though I think looking back, they're running along a theme. But at the moment, just single after single, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like every day you're busy with the songwriting and everything. So do you have time to look ahead and say, this is what I want Be Nice to be in 5 years or something?
Oh, seriously, I think we should talk more often. This has been so therapeutic for me. I think I've grown already for our conversation. I think it's kind of fuzzy, and maybe that's a really good idea for me to really hone in and get some clarity on what I want to do. But in a nutshell, I want to get out there more with my music. I want more people to know about my music. I mean, that's really selfish, but I guess it's just with whatever, you know, floats your boat and whatever sort of stimulates you mentally and inspires you, you want to do it as much as you can and you want to share it with people. You know, a lot of the stuff that I write is 100% personal and I just think music has saved my life more than once. I think music has made my day better.
Yeah.
A million, billion, trillion times. And I think that being able to relate to other people's songs and lyrics has, you know, gotten a lot of us through life and feeling connection, even if you're totally by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'd love my music to be able to do that. So I'd have to say getting my music out there as much as I can. And yeah, I'll tour. Yeah, I'll play live. Yeah, I want to meet people who felt like this one day and felt like that the other day and enjoyed a song that I wrote that I might have helped one person with.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I want it all. It's the next single.
Good one. So apart from hearing you on radio stations like Yarra Valley FM, because you've done other stations as well, so you're getting a bit of a radio audience.
Yeah.
Where else can people find your music?
Pretty much any music platform. And I guess we all kind of think about, well, most of us think about Spotify now because it's just so big. But, yeah, look, I'd be on your favourite platforms. So wherever you want to be, that's where I am. I'm on Instagram as @BeNiceMusic and Facebook page as well. And that sort of keeps people up to date with what's coming out and, you know, what shenanigans I'm getting up to and where I might be playing around Melbourne. Yeah, so working on it, getting out there.
Yeah, so listeners, if you want to check out Be Nice, it's one word, B-E-N-I-C-E. Check out her on Spotify and other music platforms and buy the singles on iTunes or whatever.
Yes.
Now, you have just released Like Me as a new single.
Yeah.
And is that another personal track?
Absolutely.
Yes. Is this a big appeal to the audience, is it? Like Me?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be people who are probably going to feel like they've been on a date with me after they listen to this song. So, look, who knows? It could be good for my dating life.
There you go, guys. We will play Be Nice. And before we do, what sort of genre are your music is mainly?
I mean, it's kind of cliche at the moment, but I just have to say indie pop just because it would come under that umbrella for sure. And it is, you know, that kind of independent feel. I think pop pretty much covers most things at the moment. But playing live, I'm actually getting a bit rockier. So I'm kind of saying indie pop, indie rock now. But this track is definitely sort of more of a pop mix for sure. Yeah.
And if people want to see you live, have you got any gigs lined up coming up?
Yeah, I've got one coming up in a couple of weeks. That's just in Camberwell Palace Hotel at 8 o'clock on the 14th of May. And whatever I do, I sort of post on social media anyway. So you know, if I'm in your area and you feel like coming out, then,
So check out Be Nice on Insta, you're on Facebook as well, that sort of thing.
Yep.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much for your time. Be nice. And
thank you.
All the best, because it sounds like you can't be stopped.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. So far, you're my favourite, honestly.
All right. All the best. And now we're going to play Like Me by Be Nice.
When I first met you were blowing me away. You came on strong and we were texting every day. And when we saw each other, so much between us. I haven't seen you in a while.
There by Be Nice, her latest release, Like Me. So check that out on all the socials